Nikki. Yeah, another podcast coming into your ear holes.
I'm here. Present.
Get to know yous. They're going to continue throughout this podcast. Oh, we spoke to the Britney Whisperer.
It's Britney, bitch.
She knows what Britney's saying.
This is great. She's a self-appointed translator for Britney's Instagram captions. I love this girl. Her name's Kimberly. She's from the deep south in America, and she was a hoot.
Even if you're not a Britney fan, listen for her accent alone, y'all. Not good. I pride myself on my deep south
not
stuff.
Not a good Alabama.
All right.
Alabama.
Let's go eat some turkey legs, Jerry.
There we go.
Is that more south?
Yeah, that's your wheelhouse.
I don't know. Don't ask.
Are you quoting something?
No, I just turkey legs. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a thing. Sleep techniques as well. If you're struggling to fall asleep, listen to the previous 15 seconds of all our conversation or hang around for the sleep techniques. Plus nipples, nipple injuries, and a little bit of a nipple chat as well.
The real spread today, guys.
You will finish this podcast and know how many nipples we all have each. Enjoy the pod. Mass and Lakey. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Mini questions. Do this for our... is it the last day today?
We're doing this? It is.
People know us then.
We're going to do this for, like, the entirety of our show. Forever.
We'll do them in parts, but not every...
Not this frequently.
Yeah, not this frequently.
Okay.
Maybe once a day instead
good
of
call,
times.
Shy guy.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. That's why you're
balance,
the producer.
Balance.
Okay, what's today's question?
How do you want the world to end?
I don't want it to
end. Yeah, how very assumptive.
No, but if you have to pick a method.
A method?
Not a method, but like a way off.
These are the Shy... Remember, these are Shy Guy speed dating questions. Yeah, imagine Shy Guy to speed date. Hello, I'm Shy Guy. How do you want the world to end?
That's a heavy...
It is a heavy load
it's
of questions.
It's a bit of
nah,
a
you know
heavy
what? I hope they... And I reckon one day they'll have to... I don't think this Mars thing's going to take off. They're going to have to do like a global campaign that you're only allowed one child for like a whole generation to strip it right back. It's an overpopulation thing.
They've done that in China.
Yeah.
Already.
And it didn't work. So, yeah, we're pretty much doomed either way.
So how is the world going to end if everyone only has one child?
No. This is me just trying to improve the world. How do I want the world to end? I don't know. I guess a big asteroid that none of us hear about. Some Don't Look Up style, but without that 6 months to just twiddle our thumbs.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a slap in the face for reality? Anyone who's seen that on Netty?
They could have taken about half an hour out of that movie.
Yeah, they could have actually.
I fell asleep in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it was good.
Jonah Hill's great.
How do you want the world to end?
Well, look, I just want to do the disclaimer of I don't actually want the world to end. But if I had to choose a method, it would be cool if, like, the dinosaurs could resurrect somehow.
Only
like, imagine, oh my gosh, what is going on in my brain right now? Imagine if, like, the dinosaur fossils all of a sudden just started, like, coming together, like the dry bones in the valley, and then they just all of a sudden became dinosaurs again and then just, like, ate everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you, like, we're going reverses. Do you know what I mean? Like, back to prehistoric times to take out the future.
Yeah, that'd be good fun.
I'll award that.
Dinosaurs ending humanity. Happy Friday, everyone. Maz and Lakey. Maz and Lakey waking up this morning.
There's been a new social media invention.
Let me take a selfie.
Hello.
Oh, yes. So a Spanish engineer has invented what he is calling... Granny Graham?
Let me take a selfie.
So Granny Graham, he's invented this contraption, which he's sort of made out of like a mini computer, a SIM card and a receipt printer. And he made it for his 93-year-old grandma who just doesn't get technology, right? Well, we've all been there with our grandparents. How are you?
Especially when you're 93.
Yeah, well, how you've got grandparents around?
I got a 70-year-old Nana.
Nan, and how's Nan with technology?
She has a crack at it. She can text, but she hasn't managed to go down into emoji stuff yet. Like if she wants to send off a smiley face, it's still those colons and the brackets
that's
still.
That's cute. Because so my mum is 70 and she is all emojis. Like she's hot on the emojis and less on the text and
really?
So many spelling mistakes. Super annoying. Yeah, she's all over emojis. But I thought this, like sign me up. When is this guy getting Granny Grams into the stores? Because what it does, this is brilliant. It's this machine that he invented. It automatically prints out the WhatsApp messages and photos that goes to their family WhatsApp group, automatically prints it for Granny so 93-year-old Granny can get on the gram. And
let me take a selfie.
Whoa.
I know. This guy is brilliant. So he's an engineer by trade. He did this of his just to help her out. And I'm like, sign me up. I'll put a deposit down today. I need one for my mum, and then I'm going to need one in about 10 years. Matt
and Lakey. See, this story got my attention. Schoolboy loses both nipples after classroom dare involving two cans of Lynx deodorant.
Just don't do dares. That's the takeaway.
Just don't do dares.
Just don't do dares.
Where's the fun? Where's there the fun is no of being fun. A boy in high school if you can't do a couple of dares with your mates? If you can't fire up the Lynx Africa and frosty those bad boys, like why even go to school?
Dares are getting way more intense. I feel like when I was at school, the dare was like, oh, spray deodorant on your shoe and then light it. And then you set your shoe on fire and then you put that out. Like, that's a good little dare.
That's a good one.
Not too crazy. Also, don't try this at home or in the schoolyard. But not too crazy. But when this person is causing themselves grievous bodily harm, that's a hectic dare.
Schoolboy was dared by a friend and accidentally froze his nipples off in front of a crowd before going to his next lesson. You haven't been in a boys' change room.
No.
When all the boys are there egging you on, you got the double cans, you can't back out of that one. The boy who was not named was in the school changing room when someone challenged him to empty two cans onto his exposed chest. Immediately afterwards, someone flicked his nipples, causing them to pop off.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
He said, at first, it's just cold. It's not really a big deal. And then it starts to burn. And you're just there waiting for it to finish. It was fine. Then the boy who was actually freezing my nipples, he flicked both my nipples. And that's when the nipples just flew off.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen a wart? It was exactly like that.
Oh, my God.
It hurt.
God.
It was like raw exposed skin. Remember, me and Shy used to work together many years ago. Remember when I flicked that mole off live on air?
Yeah, you the live mole off.
Yeah. I tied it up for 10 days, got
no,
it all loose.
Did yeah.
Then flicked it. Shy was filming and it literally hit the camera lens.
Oh, wow. And is there a scar there or did it grow back? Well, how do moles work? I'm not really that familiar.
It grew back as a freckle, which is an improvement.
Mm. That's better. Mm. That's good. What do you think this guy's nipples are going to grow back as? Just a couple of freckles?
Half-baked ducts.
Oh, dude. And he's only 15. Oh, my God. It's just... Oh.
He said he went to his next class and then everyone was like, bro, your shirt's bleeding on both sides.
Oh, there's blood.
Such a boy thing blood. To do, isn't it?
Oh, it's stupid.
Never hear girls go, oh, yeah, one time in high school I sprayed like a whole bottle of Britney on my left breast and then a girl just slapped my boob off. Doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
Nipple injuries?
Yeah, I'm sure they're out there. 131060 is the number. If you have injured a nipple... Lost a nipple. If you've got an extra one, happy to have a chat.
Bonus nipple.
You've got one to lose.
Yeah.
That's
Did you jag an edge? 131060. Kim. Morning.
Hi. Morning. How are you?
Thank you.
Hi, Kim.
Quick nipple count. Quick nipple count. Still two or just down to the one?
Nearly one and a half.
Oh.
Nearly one and a half. What happened?
Breastfeeding and my son had a couple of teeth and he gnawed down as hard as he could and his teeth... went straight through and got half a quarter of my nipple off and I ripped my finger down the side of his mouth and got his mouth out of my nipple and next minute I had blood and it was horrible. So I just went to the doctor and they, no stitches, just butterfly clips.
They don't
and
stitch
the
nip.
Okay.
What's the butterfly yeah. clip? They clip it back together.
I just, piece of strip that butterflies together.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, like kind of like a staple, I guess, a version of a surgical staple.
I've always said that. You're spinning the roulette wheel if you're breastfeeding a teething toddler.
Look, the World Health Organization says breastfeed until they're two, and they all have teeth at two. So you just have to train them to not chow down.
Does Henry know?
Yeah.
Well, I breastfed Henry until he was two and he had teeth coming through. Like, I know the situation that you're in, Kim, but I just feel like I just managed to avoid any, like, my nipples are still intact and I'm really grateful for that.
He doesn't bite.
Well, he does. Like, he bites kids at daycare all
right,
the time.
But not the nip. More discipline than me. Matt
and Lakey. I saw this story of this lovely lady, Kimberly, who has given herself the role of being Britney Spears' southern translator for her Instagram captions. And Kimberly joins us on the show. I applaud you. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Now, Kimberly, you're from the deep south, and you explain in your videos that people are misinterpreting what Britney Spears is saying on her Instagram because they're not hearing it or reading it as a Southern person would. And you have given yourself the task of translating that for everybody, which I really appreciate.
You're welcome, I guess. I definitely just went out there and did that because I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw one of her posts just like I normally do any other day. And somebody's commented and said, why is everybody acting like she makes sense? And I said, I commented back and I was like, this makes sense to me. You know, like, I don't understand why they're not making sense of it. So I said it out loud to myself and then I said it to my husband and he was like, well, she sounds like she's mad at her sister. And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, make a video about it. And that's what I did.
It's brilliant because what you explain, and you do it really well in the video, is when you are reading Britney's captions as you read them as a person from the South.
Right. I mean, a lot of people from the South, we all have the Southern slang, just like, you know, all different dialects have different types of slang. And, you know, when we talk, we tend to talk in a certain way. And I just felt like I resonated with what she had to say. And a lot of Southerners also said, hey, I understood it just fine. I don't know why anybody needs a translation. And so, you know, but a lot of people like that are not from there. They tend to not understand what she's saying because it's just the way that we speak.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the first one to put my hand up and reading Britney's notes, just think, oh, God. I mean, she lost the plot, the ramblings of a madman. And then the translator comes along. I think we've got a bit of an audio package here.
A lot of people are concerned about the way that she's writing things, saying that she's not writing them in a way that sounds normal or whatever. And she uses lots of dots. And Britney Spears is from Louisiana. And if you're from the South like me, I'm from Alabama, you can read this in a way that's being said in a Southern way. Yeah,
through the Alabama slammer filter. And all of a sudden it makes sense.
I guess.
Do you know if Britney is across this? Have her people, or it's her now because she doesn't have a conservatorship, has she reached out to you at all? Do you know if she's seen the translations?
I have no idea. I haven't had anybody contact me or tell me that she's seen them at all. In fact, people tag her all the time. But like I said, honestly, I don't have any expectations of her even acknowledging my existence. So, because I mean, it's Britney Spears, you know? So I don't really have any, like, I don't have any expectations for that. But if she did, that would be completely awesome. I would be so down to have a conversation with her, but I don't have any expectations.
The thing that I love about this whole conversation, Kimberly, is that Instagram, like, I feel like it's a very visual medium. You know, people posting lots of videos. If you go through Britney's Instagram, all very, very visual. Lots of bikini shots these days. She's looking fantastic. Exercise regimes. Lots of outfits. She wears swimwear. And we are really getting into the nitty gritty of the words and the captioning on Instagram. And that's got its own life, which I find super interesting.
Yeah, I definitely agree. She's living her best life and I'm so proud of her and what she's come through like in her life. And for the fact that the past, 13 years, I believe that she hasn't been able to express herself or be who she truly is. And now she has the opportunity to do that. She's doing a lot of catching up. So,
well, she has done a lot of catching up. It's been a big year for Britney. Big year for you too, Kimberly. Question without notice, favorite Britney song?
Favorite Britney song is Toxic, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Would have picked you as more of an autumn goodbye kind of gal. That's my one. That's on the B of Oops, I Did It Again.
Is that your favourite?
It's going
Britney
way
song,
back to
Lakey.
97. So, you know, I'm a super fan as well. I make no secret of that. So, great speaking to you. Great to get it cleared up. And what's the Instagram that everyone can follow you and get these deciphered videos?
It's at Kimberly Thomas, Thamus. And same on TikTok. It's the same username.
Here we go. Get ready for another 10 follows.
Keep us posted on what is really going on with Britney.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Sleep techniques. Get to sleep quicker.
Now, here's the thing. This might be problematic because we're going to explain this sleep technique that has gone viral on TikTok. And if it works, well, everyone's going to fall asleep. So if you're driving a car, I don't know how. I feel like this needs to come with some sort of warning.
Nice legal disclaimer from you. That went right over my head.
Yeah.
I'm almost regretting reading this right now. I won't take any responsibility.
No, we take all care, zero responsibility. But I'm just saying, like, if you want to tap into this, maybe make sure you're not lifting a child up at the time or operating heavy machinery or flying a plane.
Try this one tonight.
Can you listen to us in a plane? I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway.
You got Wi-Fi up there. Get the listener out.
All the housekeeping done?
Yes. Just one more thing. The person who has posted this on TikTok, he's a former soldier and his name is Justin Augustine. And I just think that's really funny. I'm like, your parents were obviously hilarious. Justin Augustine.
Justin Augustine. The fitness expert has shared a mind-blowing tip which claims helps people fall asleep within minutes. Justin Augustine. Oh, Justin Augustine. Goddamn disgusting.
Mr. and Mrs. Augustine had a kid and they're like, what are we going to call him? We'll call him Justin. Justin Augustine.
He's recently posted this video on TikTok.
This technique was developed in the military to allow soldiers to fall asleep at any time, any place. First, you need to calm your body and systematically relax and shut down each part of your body from head to toe, literally. Start by relaxing the muscles in your forehead. Relax your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, and focus on your breathing. Imagine this warm sensation going from your head all the way down to your fingertips.
Okay, nice. Listen. Justin's got a dreamboat voice as well. That certainly helps.
His voice is kind of annoying, but if that was like the lady that does all the calm sleep stories, Tamara Levitt, she's amazing. If she did that, I'd be asleep right now.
That's part one of Justin's plan. Mm. That's not all. Now you're relaxed. You've felt it. The warmth, it's dripped down. You're all loose. You're ready to go. You're ready to sleep.
Yep.
Finish me off, big boy.
Now take a deep breath and slowly exhale, relaxing your chest. Now, while you're doing this, it's really important to clear your mind of any stresses. At any time when you start thinking of anything else or you start getting distracted, repeat these words for 10 seconds. Don't think. Don't think. Don't think.
Bit controversial, because I'd be thinking as I'm saying that.
Don't think.
Don't think.
Don't think.
Don't think.
But isn't that thinking?
Don't think. Don't overthink it.
Obviously, he's not a woman, because you know that women cannot not think. Yeah. It's just not a thing. We don't have that part in our brain that you can crawl into, that cave that you blokes all have where you can just go and think about nothing and not think. It's not a thing when you're a female.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to work for me. Stick it in the bin.
Easy. There's one final thing, and this is the booby prize. Yeah, unscrunch that. Unscrunch it. We're not done.
That was so dramatic.
Justin's big third one, and this is the big one that I like. He says, then you've got two scenarios you've got to imagine. Either one, you're lying in a canoe on a calm lake with nothing but a clear blue sky above you. You like that? You like that imagery?
Canoes are very uncomfortable. Is there another option?
This is my one. This is what I go with. Or imagine you're in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a black velvet guy.
Yeah, the hammock definitely is more appealing. Who wants to lie down in a freaking canoe?
You don't have to. You just have to imagine it.
Oh, but like who wants to imagine lying down in a freaking canoe? On a like in the middle of the day.
So true.
Justin Augustine. Mm. No one's Come falling on. Asleep in a canoe that in the middle disgusting. Of the day. Yeah, fool.
13:10:60. Sleep techniques?
Look, if you've got one, we can create a list for people. Any way you not off to La La Land. If you've got a hack or a trick or a tip, 13:10:60, let's take some calls.
We all need to sleep a little more. You know what I like to do? Cause it's very annoying. We can't get to sleep when you've got to be up at the crack of dawn.
Ugh, 4 o'clock, my alarm goes off.
I like to lie on my stomach and then clench me butt muscles for 45 seconds, as long as I can stand.
Mm.
And then the release, off to the land of Nod.
Really?
Try that. You pair that with the black velvet technique, you're done. You might never wake up.
That is the muscle clenching technique is a thing, and you can. It's like a body release where you clench. I've never heard of the butt for 45 seconds.
It's your biggest muscle. You may as well.
It's your biggest muscle.
My round, plump caboose.
Your derriere. That's a thing. There's a breathing technique I do, but maybe let's
save it.
I'll save it.
Yeah. All right. 13:10:60. Yeah. Sleep techniques. Call me. Matt and Lakey. How do you get to sleep? Hook a brother up. There are some people that struggle to get to sleep.
Oh, I couldn't get to sleep last night. Oh,
did you sleep all right? Yeah, I slept fine. Oh, God, I couldn't sleep a wink last night. Should have seen me. That's what people do. People have a big problem with sleep. So fitness expert has shared his way of falling asleep in under 2 minutes. bit of meditation, bit of breathing, bit of imagery, bit of imagining, and then a black velvet hammock. Imagine you're lying in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room. You'll be asleep straight away. I mean, you pair that with my butt muscling technique, and all of a sudden, you're home and home.
Does that mean that you're lying on the black velvet hammock on your tummy because to clench your butt cheeks? Because that seems uncomfortable.
But what?
Because you're bending the wrong way then. You're bending backwards like a banana. You're not, that's not comfortable.
Yeah, but like the canoe in the lake, you're not actually in the black velvet hammock. You're imagining. That's the, you just imagine
but
this.
Even if you're imagining it, don't you want to imagine that you're in a comfortable spot and not bending the wrong way?
Mm, yeah, I know what you mean. You can't get any purchase when you're lying on your tummy in a hammock.
This is why I can't sleep at night, because I'm overthinking the sleeping strategy.
Yeah, you need a chamomile, darling. That's another one people love. Or chamomile. Or chamomile before bed helps me.
I have a magnesium drink. Like all the things. Cool. Still sleep deprived.
Scott on 133353. You're fired up. You don't agree with Justin Augustine and his fitness sleep techniques.
Yeah, I certainly don't accept the fact that he says the military developed it. I've known sleep techniques for, and I was taught them 35 years ago, and they've been around a lot longer than that.
Who taught you the sleep techniques, Scotty? What do you do?
I actually use a similar one to him, and what triggered me was the whole talk about the hammock and the canoe, because that's used in actual hypnosis.
Oh.
But the self-hypnosis one that I was taught, you actually start at your toes.
Yep.
So, and you don't have to try and clear your mind. If you concentrate on those specific parts of your body and you gradually work them all the way up, your mind will just clear itself because you've only got one thing to concentrate on.
Oh, okay.
You can teach it. You can teach. Look, in the first couple of times, it might be a little bit challenging to do it because your mind can break away. But you just go back to where you left off and keep concentrating. And I'll tell you now, by the time it gets to the top of your head, you're gone.
Yeah.
And I use this. I use this technique a lot. I have a very, very busy mind.
Well, who would I be to argue with Johannesburg wisdom? He sounds like he knows.
It's true.
Good stuff, Scott.
Yeah, I've been using it for 35 years. Yeah.
Are you a hypnotist? Is that what you do?
No, not at all. Oh. Not at all.
You got a problem with my butt techniques at all? You agree with that one? Is that check out? That passed the litmus test?
I've never heard of it. Yeah. But trying to use concentration techniques, the natural position is to either be seated or to lie on your back, not on your face.
Not on your tummy.
But you know what? The squeezing of the butt, if you want to use it as part of your relaxation and you're concentrating on it, it probably helps.
Yes.
It's all about concentrating on relaxation. It's not about anything else really, and just make sure it's each part of your body and you'll feel it.
It checks out because
all those muscles relax.
You're just focusing on that one part of your body, which is
correct.
In alignment with what Scott's saying.
New business idea, guys. Scotty's sleepovers. You sleep over at
there
Scott's. He tells you all the techniques. You clench your butt muscles. You're asleep at Scotty's.
That's it. Bring it on.
People are going to pay for that?
I would.
No. It's just been around for so long, they just look it up.
So,
but it works.
Just Google it. Just Google it. The one that I have learned, which is in a similar vein, I guess, because it is concentrating on the one thing, and the thing that you concentrate on is your breathing. And the breathing technique is that you breathe in for 4 counts, you hold your breath for 7 counts, and then you breathe out for 8 counts, and you do that 4 times, and then nanai. Sayonara.
That's another technique of de-stressing during your working day or whatever. If you're upset about something, it works.
Use it all the time on this show.
Yep. I'm not surprised.
Good day, Scotty. Matt and Lakey. Getting to know all about you. Little tidbits. We'll get to know you. It's a new show.
What is
first
a tidbit?
Just little bits.
It's a small bit.
A little nuggets. Tid.
It's like a jiffy. Be back in a jiffy. It's just a small, right. A small amount.
Okay.
A tid.
Right.
Bit.
A tid.
A bit is a small portion.
Mm-hmm.
A tid is a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to chop up my banana into 5 segments. You can have 1/5 of one of those segments,
which is a tidbit.
Yeah, that's a tidbit.
It's a banana.
Have a tidbit of my banana. Weird.
Have you ever said that before?
Never. And I'll never say it again.
Well, today's tidbit is, if you could meet someone who's since deceased, who would it be? So someone who's passed, who you can't meet, but who if you could resurrect.
A morbid question.
Yeah, a bit weird for Friday.
The first question this morning was, how do you want the world to end?
Come
so
on.
Let's decimate the entire human population of all of those deceased people.
Oh,
which one of them do I want to meet?
Cereal?
I would have preferred that, actually. That's
obviously
good gear.
Obviously, Cheerios.
I mean, I don't care for anyone who's passed on. I never remember, like, really yearning, going, like, oh, I wish I could have met them. So, like, honestly, if someone said, hey, you can bring back someone and meet them, or, like, here's a bucket of hot chips with chicken salt, I'd take the bucket of hot chips. But if I had to choose one, I reckon Marilyn Monroe. I want to see her in colour. Ooh, I want to see what she's all about. Mm.
That's, yeah, good one.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen her in black and white.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's her skin tone? Any birthmarks? Yeah. Do you see any veins on the back of her legs?
Probably.
I like that.
Okay. That's a really good one.
Who would you choose?
Those veins.
I do. I like a protruding vein. I do. A little varicose.
You love a varicose vein.
You know, when I was three, I was in the female change rooms with my mum because she was a single mother. So after the swimming thing.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a, apparently she tells me there was a 50-year-old lady with varicose veins. And I said, Mummy, why has that lady got pencil drawings on the back of her leg? And ever since then.
It's been your thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll date a girl without varicose veins and I'll just get my blue pen and just draw on the back.
Draw them on.
Just get a Sharpie.
Create my own fantasy.
First date Sharpie. Who would I like to meet who is not with us any longer? Maybe because it's topical, but Betty White. She just recently passed away. Mm-hmm. 99. She's like a month off her 100th birthday. I reckon even at 99, she would have been a good time. Yeah. But I would want to have met Betty White, like peak Golden Girls. Okay. Like if I could choose the era in which peak Golden Girls, me and Betty White on the D floor, kicking goals.
Thank you for being a friend.
A pleasure.
I'm a celebrity. Plenty of the celebs getting out of there now at the business end of that. And last night, ejected Ho Ling Yao, the Po Show, joins us this morning. Morning, Po.
Good morning.
Morning.
Po, it's lovely
Thanks
to meet.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to meet a fellow control freak.
Yes, you spotted that a mile away, hey?
I mean, did anybody have any choice about what was happening with you in the campsite? Or is as you said to Julia Morris and Dr. Chris Brown, everything's fine when I'm in control?
Exactly. No, definitely an A-type in the kitchen, and there is just, that's it. That's the way it is.
I mean, it makes sense. You're the chef. There's limited rations. There's staples. If anyone's going to make a mean salty bean risotto, it's going
to
be the poacher.
Yeah, and not to mention people are going to be hungry. Mm. So, like, you would, it's better for the person who takes seconds to chop rather than, like, minutes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah. I've just realised, too, like, the jungle experience would be really problematic for someone like me because I get really hangry if I haven't eaten.
Oh, nah, goner. You'd be a goner.
Yeah, I'm just not even going to bother.
Did you lose a couple of kilos in the jungle?
No, not much.
Because that's what they say when people come out, because it's just so limited calories.
Go on the jungle diet.
Just drops it
off. Yeah, I wish I did, but I just didn't. But if you think about it, right, people like Bucks look at the size of him and me getting the same portion.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you don't need as many calories. That makes sense.
No.
And you don't need to shed any kilos, by the way, Pasha.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't think you were suggesting that at all. No. it is definitely a thing. Like, most people do lose weight in the jungle, for sure.
Yeah. And so do you know who's taken over the role of chef at camp?
Well, that was the last night.
So it's just the finale. There's no dinner at the finale?
No.
Who needs that? Who needs dinner when you've got all the excitement of a finale?
Exactly.
That'd fall flat.
I literally haven't missed out on anything. I did all the trials right to the end and then even got... I like the fact that I got ejected. I think it's really fun. I got the whole gamut of experiences, you know?
You got the gamut of experiences, but then no pressure because you're not going to get crowned as the queen of the jungle.
Yes. I actually liked that. I thought it was a perfect spot to leave.
Oh, that's nice. It's like, it almost sounds like it was planned that way. I don't want to say that it was, but it sounds a bit planned.
A bit, oh, 5-6? Nah, I really fudged that up. like for real.
Answer me this, Po, as someone who streamed all of Po's Kitchen, someone who's all across, same, but different, and Po bakes 100 greats.
Aww. Yeah.
Is there going to be a Snack Masters season two?
There is rumoured to be a Snack Masters season two. Yes.
This is a good rumour. I love a good rumour.
Yeah. Please, can you investigate the curious case of the Allen's jelly snake? How do they come up with those things?
Oh, yeah, I know. I think it's just a lot of gelatin.
Oh, yeah, true. There you go. Myth busted.
Yeah, that's just common knowledge. We're not going to waste the whole episode on that, you idiot.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I don't think that was much of an enigma of a snack.
Okay.
As, say, Twisties. Ooh. Twisties was the big one, don't you reckon?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Everyone loves talking about Twisties. Yeah. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, the jelly snake blew my mind, FYI, and I'm a celebrity. I'm sure the finale will blow your mind as well. Sunday, 7:30 on Channel 10. Thanks, Pi. Loved watching you.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Well, that's a wrap for Maz and Lakey. But you can catch any moment from the show anytime you like. Download our free listener app, then search for Maz and Lakey. Follow us and you get anything you missed and exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Maz and Lakey.